This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 hospitalizations are high, but improving. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
One sign of that? Hospitals lowered the activation level for a center that deals with patient transfers around the state. At the start of November, the Colorado Hospital Transfer Center was activated at its highest, most coordinated statewide level. They've now moved it back to a more regional focus. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says hospitalizations are getting better, but they've been high for months.
This upward trend began in August. It has continued into February, where we have this large number of people hospitalized with COVID.
The state's rate of test positivity remains high, but it's fallen to below 16%, about the same as a month ago as Omicron cases surged. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Today, people are no longer required to wear masks inside most public spaces in Denver. However, a mask mandate is still in effect for schools and childcare facilities. Businesses and organizations are still allowed to enforce their own mask requirements, especially those that serve the elderly or vulnerable populations. Meanwhile, masks in Adams and Arapahoe counties won't be required beginning Saturday. The Boulder International Film Festival will welcome actor Alec Baldwin as a guest next month. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
Baldwin is slated to be the festival's first ever special guest programmer. He's picked three films to screen and will give a special talk on March 5th at the Boulder Theater. Baldwin has Tony and Oscar nominations and has won three Emmys for his work. He made headlines last October when authorities say a prop gun he was handling on a set in New Mexico discharged a live round, killing a crew member and wounding another. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.